What was it like growing up with five other siblings?
It was a little confusing for the most part, but we always seemed to be able to share the bathroom, make everything work, you know, breakfast, lunch, dinner. We're always a little taxing on the family, but it was always, you know, dinner was usually, we always sat down together and had dinner at the same time, which was nice. For the most part, it was pretty fun. Kenny and I, my brother, were the closest because we had a lot of friends that were similar. We were just 1 year apart. We liked to do the same things like play golf and basketball and other sports. So we always kind of hung out together for the most part. I can tell you one of my favorite stories is when Kenny and I were down on the Gulf of Mexico. My mom and dad, we were with my other brothers and sisters, and we were probably about 14, said, "Hey, Pete and I are going to go sailing." And my dad said, "Well, you don't know how to sail." And Kenny said, "Yeah, I do. We sailed out on Lake Eva with a couple of friends of mine." So they let us go out there. So Kenny and I were way out in the middle of the Gulf, and I looked over at Kenny, and I said, "Kenny, I didn't know you sailed, you know, out on Lake Eva." He says, "No, I didn't. I really don't know how to sail." I says, "Oh, great." And this is kind of a tragic story. Kenny got hit by a car. My mom said, and I was just a little kid. I was probably like 3 or 4 years old, and Charlie was just born, my younger brother. We were like, "Okay." My mom said, somebody came running up to the house and said, "Kenny just got hit by a car. Mom, you need to come." And so Mom says, "Peter, Christopher, you stay here with Charlie, and I got to go check on Kenny." So I didn't stay with Charlie, though. I ran after my mom to see what had happened to Kenny because I was curious. But he turned out to be, he got hurt pretty bad, but he turned out okay. He healed up and lived pretty good. So, and he's still alive today. So we're blessed to have that.